Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation.
Yeah.
You know we have a great show in store for you. We're going to be heaping you a heaping helping of celebrity and entertainment news. Now, we can't start all this until we check in with our family in Atlanta. Hello.
What's up, Atlanta?
What up? Hi, guys.
And I see Ricky Smiley with us once again.
Hey, rocking orange.
Yeah. Good to see you, my friend. And also out today is Portia. She's still doing the mommy thing. So sitting in for Portia from the Real Housewives of Atlanta is Eva Marcille.
Eva. Ooh, I felt that one.
Actually, that was for Ricky.
Thank you, Frank. I love you back, Frank.
And we have to send a huge birthday shout out to our girl, DeBrad. It's her birthday this weekend, so she's not here today to celebrate. So, happy birthday.
We love
happy
you.
Happy birthday.
Hope you have a day as special as you are.
Oh, look at Mr. Hallmark card over there.
I can just hear him say, oh, shut up, Frank.
He's so stupid.
And later, we have another edition of Celebrity Thirst Trapping, so be sure and stick around for that. And also, stopping by, Regina Hall and Marseille Martin dropped by to talk about their new movie, Little.
Nice.
But first, Headcrack, what you got?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is major. We got some big news now. According to reports, talk show host Wendy Williams has finally filed for divorce from her husband, Kevin Hart.
No!
What?
Yeah.
What?
Like, yeah. I mean, if you've been following the tabloids and all that, it has been a long time coming.
Oh, my God. You just pushed all my braids back. Oh, my God. What?
My hairline went back on that one. What happened?
I knew it. I told the makeup artist today, I say, Wendy is not wearing her ring today, and she didn't wear her butterfly ring. And look what happened.
Now, this all comes on the heels of a stint in rehab for substance abuse, which was rumored to have been caused by Kevin's affair and the birth of his newborn daughter by his alleged mistress, Sharina Hudson.
Allegedly.
Now, some people are surprised. Some people not so much. Will y'all stand on it?
Oh, I'm definitely not surprised, but honey, I was hoping and praying that she would file for divorce, because that man allegedly, honey, got a baby outside of her. But what really hurts me, though, he's the executive producer of her show. So that means he got a lot of input on that show. So, honey,
okay,
he's taking all the money.
The question is, you don't have to be there to be the executive producer.
You can sit back, just get the check.
Yeah, honey, he's taking all her damn money for that other woman and that baby.
He about to be Kevin Job Hunter.
All right, well, it looks like Kanye West stole the spotlight from Kim Kardashian West. He's always up to something. Well, this time, Vogue magazine dropped by their Calabasas mansion right around the corner from Frank's house.
They were neighbors.
And they did their famous 73 questions interview, and Kanye's response to some of the questions were actually pretty hilarious. Take a look.
Kanye.
Yo.
I'm here to ask 73 questions.
I'm ready.
Babe, this is for me. The kids are in the room.
How did you know that Kanye was the one?
I knew he was the one when I went to his Paris fashion show.
And Kanye, how did you know that Kim was the one?
I saw on a paparazzi pic with Paris Hilton.
What's one thing Kanye has taught you?
Kanye has taught me major confidence.
What's one thing you're proud to say that you taught him?
I am proud to say that I've taught him, given him like really good financial advice on saving.
You give me some advice, but I don't listen to it.
Wow.
I'm sorry, that was hilarious.
Which means he's not saving any money. She's basically keeping the family afloat.
And you can tell by the look on his face that he meant every word of it.
Yo, he was so serious.
They should do a reality show on HGTV where they decorate the damn house. There's not one decoration.
No, they need to go to rooms to go on Haverty's or IKEA or something.
And they need some color. Like, Kanye and the kids are the only things of color in that house.
Oh, my God.
All right, y'all. Now, someone done tried to shade our girl, Eva. Now, the preview for her, the second part of The Real Housewives of Atlanta reunion came out. And, baby, Miss Eva Shamari DeVoe tried to come for you, baby. And those shoes, honey, let's take a look.
How did you feel knowing that you puked on Eva's shoes?
Now, that's when it went too far.
I felt bad about puking, period, in Nene's bathroom and on your shoes. You did give me that shoe, and I was going to get it clean, but it would have cost more money to get the shoe cleaned than the value of the shoe.
Because I bought it in Morocco.
Oh, but it's Zara's shoe.
Yeah.
Right, so I got you a gift card to Zara.
Thank you. Yes! Did you bring my Zara gift card?
I got it right here, baby. Let me give it to you.
Oh, my God. But now, Eva, I do know they do make Zara shoes in Morocco.
Yes, they do. Eva, I love you. I love that you were like, yeah, I got them in Morocco. Yeah, I'll save it. Whatever. Yeah, I'll take the Zara gift card. I'm not an idiot. Of course. I love how you handle
Listen,
that.
Listen, me, that's unlike awesome. A lot of those girls that subscribe to labels and stuff, I get paid to wear labels. I've been doing this thing for a very long time. I don't care not.
Gary,
and I'm as fabulous in a...
Exactly. Gary shops at Zara.
I have a Zara.
Wait a minute. Yeah, who started you buying clothes from Zara?
You started me, but hell no.
Exactly. Ain't nothing wrong with Zara.
The sad thing is that these are women. I'm the youngest one on the show. The oldest one's about 55, and we're sitting here talking about fashion.
Damn,
labels.
Shade.
Who cares? Who cares?
And Eva, by the way, you're so pretty. Eva's so pretty. She could wear a burlap sack and be like...
thank you.
Eva, I have a gift card for burlapsacks.com. It's for $70.
Okay, so one of our favorite aunties is going to start selling Chinese food. And no, I'm not talking about Auntie Oprah, honey. I am talking about T.T. Patty. Yes, Miss Patty LaBelle. Now, of course, Patty LaBelle is known for her amazing cooking and her good sweet potato pies at Walmart. Well, now she's working on a line of frozen Chinese food to be sold in supermarkets.
I don't.
So what do you guys think about, like, Patty's General Chow chicken?
I mean, I'm down with it because she do have a song that says, Uche, Kuche, Baba.
Gary, you know, he went to continuation school. Would you crack have some of Patty's Chinese food?
I mean, the pie was good, but, like, typically the only black people I would get Chinese food from is the Wu-Tang Clan or Lil' Kim. This Sunday is the day so many of us have been waiting for. Game of Thrones is finally back after 2 years.
I'm so excited.
Season. You know, Eva got a whole countdown thing that she's been doing every day in the studio. Well, one of the show's stars, Nikolai Coster-Waldau, who plays Jaime Lannister on the show, played a prank on his bosses at HBO that kind of backfired. As you could imagine, you can't change your look very much when you do a show like Game of Thrones because it's a period piece. You have a certain look, especially, like, you know, in that situation. So he said, this is like 5-6 seasons ago. I sent them an old picture where I had a buzz cut. I sent the long letter where I explained I had taken control of my character and I want to be respected. I said that my integrity as an artist was at stake. They all believed it and they also called my manager. HBO had started to talk about suing me and it had gotten out of control.
No!
What?
Because he sent an old picture of him with a shaved head, like totally ruining his look for the show, saying I decided I wanted to look
different. Yeah, like pre-affair with his sister.
Oh, yeah. Would ruin it.
Mm. Oh, God.
You can't do that.
You can update your look, but you can't, like, you know, being that it's like a period piece is not like modern day.
But you also have to be careful because a lot of those period pieces, they don't dirty up their teeth enough. And you go way back in the day, nobody's got porcelain veneers.
I agree.
And you're like...
Or fillings and
his
stuff
teeth,
you can see.
Yeah, his teeth, like when they scream and you're like, fillings in his teeth. And so what
I'm
yours
not
is?
Asking y'all. I mean, don't attack me, but a period piece, I mean, isn't that like a tampon?
Gary.
Like a time period.
You are getting your half woman, half man card revoked. Are you joking, Gary?
I mean,
he's dead serious. He's dead serious.
Now, everybody's super excited about this, and we want to know who your favorite Game of Thrones character is. Hit us up on our social medias, @DishNation, and let us know.
All right, y'all, coming up next, man, we got Thirst Trapping with the Stars. So come right back. Check it out right here on Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Head crack, now you know who can be really scary these days?
Who?
The IRS.
Yo, you know any of our viewers need to worry about the IRS.
And why is that?
Listen up, y'all. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, all you have to do is call Civic Tax Relief for free tax relief information.
You mean to tell me the information is completely free?
Yup. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS, stop added fees and wage garnishments, finally break free from the IRS.
Ooh, child, I feel relieved already.
Right, so all our viewers see what new programs you qualify for. This is limited. This information is free. The consultation is free.
And all you have to do is call?
Yep. Call now. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 1-800-506-5803.
Give it to them one more time here, Craig.
Okay, I got y'all. It's 1-800-506-5803. Don't wait. Call 1-800-506-5803. Dish Nation. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. And it's Friday.
Yay!
It's time for Thirst Trapping with the Stars. Now, this is where we take a look at some recent celebrity posts on social media to see if they're thirst trapping us or not. Are you ready?
Yes.
Go. Now, first up, actress Liz Hurley, who's 53, and she dropped this little gem on the gram. Take a look.
That reminds me, I have to go to the bathroom.
Like, I was about to say that.
But I don't think this is thirst trapping because I think Liz really does this all the time. I mean, this every one of her posts is like in a bikini. It's just, that's how she walks around the house.
She is thirst trapping, and I thought that was R. Kelly right there in front of her. So that's a lie.
I say total thirst trap.
Absolutely. The way the water was hitting her face and the amount of eyeliner she has on, that's a thirst trap.
Yeah, like anytime you're doing movements that are unnatural, like you wouldn't see people doing in real life or unless you saw it in a Double Mint commercial, thirst trapping.
It wasn't thirst trapping until the water started hitting the chest and then all of a sudden she started going,
All right, we're moving on. For the ladies, we have not forgot about you. Actor Rob Lowe, who's hosting a new game show on Fox. Oh. He's 50 years old, and he out here laying traps for all the ladies out there. He posted the pic with the caption, "Getting ready, Mental Samurai on Fox TV."
Well, wait, it's Mental Samurai? So there has nothing to do with being physical?
Nah, it's for, like, the ninja warriors who are, like, you know, disabled.
Of their mind.
And smart.
Oh, so the shirtless pick is completely pointless. Thirst trapping!
I agree. I say thirst trapping as well. I know, like, you're training as a samurai.
He's just working out.
He working out.
Oh, you are so prejudiced, Gary. If it's a woman, it's a thirst trap. But if it's a man, he's working out. I am not doing this
He just at the gym.
All right, everybody. Thank y'all for playing it. Thirst trapping with the stars.
All right, and the fun around here continues with...
Dish Double Tap.
We kind of really got it. This is where we highlight a clip from social media, from a social media influencer, where we give them a double tap, which means we liked it a lot. This week we got comedian and internet sensation HaHa Davis, and in this Instagram video, HaHa has been arrested and is having an internal dialogue about whether or not he could make it in jail. Take a look.
I'm finna turn into an R&B singer because I'm finna be singing. I'm finna tell on everybody. I can't do jail. Jail be looking unusual.
Jail, man. Yeah, that's me.
I am startled. I'm finna call my mama and tell her. Come get me. I'm terrified. Then they want you to pay a bond. I'm flabbergasted. I guess I'm going to be bonding with my cellmate because I'm in there to my court date.
Is what HaHa saying true? I mean, would you be able to survive in prison?
I don't know about HaHa, but Gary definitely went to jail for a couple of days for not paying tickets, and a listener from the radio station had to go and get Gary out of jail, so...
Hold on, Gary, you did it?
Gary, did you have some of those same thoughts?
No. I don't know what he's talking about because, first of all, I was in a cell by myself, but I was upset they didn't have magazines or a clock in the cell.
Did they throw powder on you like on Shawshank Redemption?
No, but they did. No, they de-roached me, though, and I was offended, so.
De-liced.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yes.
Eli Bishop. All right, bitch.
He's not even sure what happened.
And then they put me in a Mandarin colored jumpsuit. It wasn't orange.
That was the couleur of the day.
That was the couleur.
All right, so if you're used to making people laugh on social media, tag your funny videos using the hashtag DishDoubleTap, and you might just see yourself right here on Dish Nation. How cool is that?
Up next, we had Marseille Martin and Regina Hall join us earlier to talk about their new movie, Little. And we have that fabulous interview next, so come right back.
Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Dish Nation. We got two beautiful women in here to set the streets on fire. One time for Marseille Martin and Regina Hall. Yeah. Bossing up, are we? Like, I mean, you can't go anywhere without seeing a trailer or a show with Regina Hall in it. Blackish is on somewhere at all times of the day.
Yes.
And here we are on the big screen again.
Yeah.
Because of this one, 10 years old, pitching a movie.
Yeah, I was 10 when I pitched the film, and now we're here, so.
So you were 10 when you pitched the film. Awesome. How old are you now? Because you know Hollywood, you don't know how old
Yeah, they'd
are.
Be like, why she look 7? No, I'm 14 years old. I turned 15 this year.
So being the EP of this film, you know, you kind of get to put on the boss pants. Like, I mean, like, did you have fun bossing adults around?
Well, for me, I didn't even see it in that way. It was more of me just trying to learn the process of being a producer and just, because it's like a whole different world behind the scenes. Like, you get to learn so many different things of what.
But so for those who don't know the premise of the movie, break it down.
Little is about a tech mogul, which is played by the wonderful Regina Hall. Her name is Jordan Sanders, and she has her own tech company. And the employees that work with her don't really like her as much because of how crazy mean she is. And her long-suffering assistant, April, has to, you know, try to get her promotion and just try to let her give her a chance, basically. And someone twists her the wrong way, and which happens to be a 10-year-old girl, and wishes her little to really go back to her true self and who she really is at the time.
I told you not to test me!
Okay, so in the movie, Issa's character gives Marseille's character a spanking in public.
Yes.
Have y'all ever been spanked in public, and what was it that you did? And if it was your mother, ooh, did she tell you up real bad?
Yes, I came up
all black parents,
right?
Before.
In public?
I don't remember if it was in public or it was just like, if I was so embarrassed, I felt like it was in public.
Now, Regina, what's the last thing you got a whooping over?
I came up in the spanking age. It was, like, immediate. It wasn't like, wait till we get home. It was like a...
Absolutely.
And when she called my middle name, I was like, right, it was going to happen. I knew, and it could have been from her. But I got, you know, it could be an aunt. Like, it was...
It was, were,
yeah,
it
was any adult.
It was any adult.
But it's funny, though. Y'all came up in the spanking age, and I never heard that word. It was whipping when I was coming up.
Because that was the 1940s.
You hear about gentrification all the time, like in neighborhoods and communities. It seems like the only way we could really fight back is by re-gentrifying Hollywood. Mm-hmm. If we could re-gentrify any white movie, what movie would we do?
I don't know. That was, like, hard.
What if we regentrified Mean Girls?
Ooh.
That's a good one.
Mean Black Girls.
Rihanna.
Oh, sorry.
But they're in high school.
Rihanna.
She could look younger.
She can be, like, a sister, like an older sister.
Because Rachel McAdams was old as hell when she was in
the movie. Oh, were?
Yeah.
Logan Browning.
Yes. Love she her. Can play any age. She's
she can
dope.
Play. She's amazing.
I see you in that, too.
Yeah.
You're a freshman.
I'm a freshman, so it works.
Yeah. Are you like the principal or the counselor at the school, or are you somebody's like aunt?
I've been whipped all them little mean girls. That movie wouldn't last.
Make some noise one time for the beautiful Regina Hall. Woo! And Marseille Martin.
Thank you.
Yeah. Woo!
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody.
Yay!
Now, this is very interesting. A study has claimed that men who have long hair or a beard may have smaller testicles than those who struggle to grow hair. Oh. I already testicles are those oval shaped things that produce sperm inside a man's scrotum. I know you're not familiar.
Oh.
But they can range in size. This bold claim was made by a team from the University of Western Australia and the University of Zurich, who have studied the organs of 100 different male primates.
Doesn't really matter. I think the berries are less important and the hanging fruit is the most important part.
But I think here's the thing, Eva. I mean, far from me to weigh in on this, but I have seen a few here and there over the years.
You've seen mine.
I've seen Frank's. But here's the thing.
Why?
If you have a tighter package, like the testes, then the whatever's around it's going to look a little bit bigger. But if you've got those big, long-hanging goat balls, then you're, even if you've got a decent-sized wiener, they look small compared to the things that are hanging down between your legs.
Better to teabag you with. Gary, what do you like?
I think persons without hairy faces are larger. And I definitely agree with it.
You don't want yours. You need to donate it.
That's like saying that Gary, then, because he is so hairless and clean shaven and everything, that he's got the biggest balls of Dish Nation.
And I do. And Heidi, I think I do, because once if I untuck, I'm sure I do.
He does. He put them up under his shirt. There he is. Right there.
One big ball. Heidi balls. Has the biggest balls on Dish Nation.
That's right, baby. That's right.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.